KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look first at some wrestling action for you from the weekend. Council Bluffs holding a Giants wrestling classic over the weekend, and it was Apple Valley, Minnesota winning the team title with 622 points. Fort Dodge and Kearney, Nebraska were second and third. Glenwood placing fourth in that meet. They had 333 points. Waukee was fifth. Atlantic also had 301 points as they placed seventh overall in that tournament. For Atlantic, they were led by Zach Stork. He was fourth at 195 pounds. Atlantic also had two wrestlers finish fifth, a sixth place, and two seventh place finishes in that Saturday meet. Some of the other matches included Underwood's Alex Thompson, named one of the two outstanding wrestlers of that tournament, as he picked up a championship in his weight class. Also, Missouri Valley's Tom Reef won the 220-pound championship. And Nathan Haynes was third for Missouri Valley at 160 pounds in that meet on Saturday. Also over in Oakland, the Riverside Invitational held on the weekend. Logan Magnolia was the team champion as they win it with 201.5 points. Papillion La Vista South with 188 points was second. Shenandoah third with 142. AHSTW with 135 points was fourth. There were 14 teams in total in that tournament Saturday. Logan Magnolia had seven wrestlers get into the finals. Four of them came away with championships as Wyatt Crocker was a champ at 126 pounds. Brady Wilson also was a champion at 152 pounds. Garrett Thompson, a winner at 132, and Drake Johnson wins at 220 for Logan Magnolia Saturday. The Panthers also had three wrestlers finish second, Regan Meeker, Remington Meeker, and Bo Geese, all while the Panthers picked up that championship Saturday in the team competition. Shenandoah had three champions, all in the upper weights on Saturday. AHSTW also had three wrestlers get into the championship round. Gabe Pauly wins at 160 pounds. Also, Joel Becerra and Brady Canada were second place finishers in their weight classes Saturday. Also, Tatum Blummel of Riverside was a champ at 120 pounds on Saturday. And Coy Maher, also at 285, was a champ for Riverside on Saturday. Riverside had a couple of wrestlers also in third place. Exira EHK's Cody Comas was a runner-up in his weight class also on Saturday at that Riverside tournament. Also at the Bedford Lennox tournament, East Union, with 195.5 points, was the champion team there. Southeast Warren placing second overall. There were 14 teams in that tournament on Saturday. Jared Hensley had the only title for Bedford Lennox as he picked up a win at 120 pounds on Saturday. Also locally, trainer Sam Gregory was a champion at 182 pounds. Southwest Valley had a couple of runner-up finishes on Saturday as Logan Calkins and Tegan Lundquist each placed second. Audubon had a runner-up in Dylan Obermeyer, and the Wheelers also had a couple of wrestlers place third in that Saturday meet. Also from Saturday in high school basketball, in action heard here on KJAN, the Exira EHK Spartans went to Dunlap Saturday to play a doubleheader against Booyer Valley, came away with a couple of victories. The girls of Exira EHK, a 59-44 winner, and in the boys' game it was 66-62 in favor of the Spartans. The girls' game saw the Spartans in a tight battle from the get-go as the Spartans had to rally in the first quarter to take a 12-10 lead and then came back in the second quarter as they were tied at 24 in the locker room at halftime. Spartans took care of much of the basketball in the second half and slowly pulled away for that victory. Keely Nelson had a big game for the Spartans with 26 points, 14 of those in the fourth quarter. Exira EHK had to win the game without their top scorer, Sophia Peppers, who went down late in the first quarter with an ankle injury and didn't return. The third-ranked Spartans improved to 6-0 in the young season. They'll host Coon Rapids Bayard tomorrow night. Also in the boys' game, it started in similar fashion. The Spartans leading by three in a tight game after one quarter. Senior Drew Buchholz erupted for 13 points in the second quarter as the Spartans opened up a 34-22 halftime lead. Booyer Valley found their way back into the game in the second half as the Bulldogs splashed down 6 3-pointers in the third quarter to get within three. The Spartans started the fourth quarter with a couple of quick buckets to push the lead back to 7. The Bulldogs would rally late to get the margin down to three, but couldn't get any closer. Dakota rolled, came up with a huge offensive rebound off a Noah Petipere free throw miss with under a minute to go, and got fouled to get back to the line for the double bonus. He hit the second of two free throws to take the lead to four, and that's how the Spartans would win at 66-62. Buchholz finished with 22 points to help lead the Spartans as they improved to 5-0 now on the season. Elsewhere in high school basketball, Saturday, another Rolling Valley girls action. It was Charter Oak Utiver Peyton Sherdan 46-36. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Arweva 57-25. Woodbine over West Harrison 48-39. In the Rolling Valley boys play, it was Charter Oak Utiver Peyton Sherdan 56-52. Arweva beat Coon Rapids Bayard 55-53. West Harrison over Woodbine 45-38. Also in boys Hawkeye 10 play, Red Oak defeated Clarinda Academy 69-52, Glenwood over St. Albert 57-35. In girls Hawkeye 10 play, it was St. Albert topping Glenwood 61-36 on Saturday. Just a reminder, we have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris will drive to Essex tonight as Essex will play host to Cam in non-conference basketball. That's a girl and boy doubleheader tonight. We'll have it for you live. 6 o'clock, the girls, and 7:30, the boys. Chris will be on the air just a little before 6 to get you ready for all of that basketball play. Well, 6th-ranked Kentucky went into Brooklyn on Sunday and came out with its 9th win in 10 games as Malik Monk scored 20 points and Isaiah Briscoe added 19 as the Wildcats ripped Hofstra 96-73. In other top 25 play yesterday, North Carolina struggled with Tennessee before Justin Jackson scored the go-ahead bucket with 2:14 left to help the 7th-ranked Tar Heels beat the Volunteers 73-71. Number 12 St. Mary's bounced back from its first loss of the season with an 84-53 romp over California Irvine. Florida State beat a neighbor as Dwayne Bacon had 24 points and Terrence Mann 16 in the Seminoles' 83-78 triumph over number 23 Florida. And also Dylan Ennis hit the tie-breaking three-pointer as the shot clock expired before number 24 Oregon completed a 63-56 win over Alabama. Iowa State defeated Northern Illinois 97-89 Sunday afternoon at Hilton Coliseum in women's college hoops as Sienna Johnson and Bridget Carlton combined to score 64 points. Both of those setting new career highs in that game. With the win, the Cyclones are now 7-2 overall. Johnson had 33 points, including 6 straight down the stretch to help secure that victory, while Carlton had 31 points on 11 of 20 shooting. That marks the first time in school history that two players have scored at least 31 points in the same game. Iowa State is off this week. They'll get back in action at home on Sunday in women's college hoops facing Delaware State. In NFL play yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys' 11-game winning streak is over. It was stopped by a team that handed them their previous loss. The New York Giants silenced rookies Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott in a 10-7 win over the Cowboys at the Meadowlands. The Giants bolstered their NFC playoff chances by completing a season sweep of the two-game series. Prescott tossed a 31-yard touchdown pass to Terrence Williams, putting the Cowboys ahead 7-0 in the first quarter. However, Prescott was just 17 of 37 for 165 yards and 2 interceptions in his worst performance of the year. Elliott ran for 107 yards on 24 carries, but didn't have a gain of more than 15 yards. The 9-4 Giants did their scoring in the third quarter as Odell Beckham Jr. hauled in a 61-yard touchdown reception to put New York ahead after a 39-yard field goal by Robbie Gould. Eli Manning completed 17 of his 28 passes for 193 yards, 1 interception, and a couple of lost fumbles. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Washington beat Philadelphia 27-22, Miami over Arizona 26-23, Tennessee got by Denver 13-10, it was Detroit over Chicago 20-17, Pittsburgh beat Buffalo 27-20, Carolina down San Diego 28-16, Minnesota topping Jacksonville 25-16, Houston over Indianapolis 22-17, Cincinnati beat Cleveland 23-10, the New York Jets in overtime 23-17 over San Francisco, Green Bay beat Seattle 38-10, Tampa Bay over New Orleans 16-11, Atlanta topping Los Angeles 42-14, and of course the Giants over the Cowboys. And the Iowa Hawkeyes return to the practice field to get ready for the January 2nd Outback Bowl against Florida. The Hawkeyes finished the regular season with 3 straight wins during their 5th Outback Bowl trip since 2003. Senior running back LaShawn Daniels.
You know that a lot of people are going to be watching. I think that's pretty much the main thing. I mean, you know that January bowls are always big-time bowl games, and you know you're always going to be playing against a good opponent, and you know that everybody's going to be watching. So I think that's kind of the main thing that I think about, like, whenever you get an invite to a January Bowl, that it's going to be big, and, you know, you're going to be up against a big opponent, so you got to make sure that you're, you know, you're out there and you're ready to compete.
The Hawkeyes will be in search of their first bowl victory since a win over Missouri in the 2010 Insight Bowl. Senior All-American cornerback Desmond King.
This is going to be a great environment, you know, to finish off with a win for this class as well. None of us won a bowl game, so, I mean, it's going to be a great environment and great feeling.
We'll have that game for you on January 2nd. It's a noon kickoff. We'll get on the air 10 o'clock in the morning that day with the pregame. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.